So today on this marvelous feast of Pentecost, perhaps starting out with a biblical background would be helpful. You may remember the story from the Old Testament in the book of Genesis about the Tower of Babel. The people were scattered throughout the world, confused in their languages. But here, in the event depicted in the first reading from Acts of the Apostles, the disciples gathered in the upper room. The bystanders are confused because they can understand in every language the apostles and what they're saying. And in addition, you may remember the story from the book of Exodus, where Moses was given the law on Mount Sinai for the Israelites. Now, the Jewish people commemorated this event every year, and it's on this event that we see the disciples gathered on this occasion receiving the Holy Spirit, which is the new law written on the hearts of the believers. A new covenant has been established, celebrating the birth of the new gathered Israel, the church. The people gathered around the apostles, they represent the cross-section of humanity as Jews and converts to Judaism. And in other words, all Jews, all Gentiles from throughout the world. So what does all of that mean? The Spirit working in the church, its goal is to reunify the human family. Now, in these days of deep division, it's comforting to see how the disciples who are gathered with them, they witness a unity that is extremely intense. Disciples who are diverse in their richness and in their backgrounds. And all of these different backgrounds, all of the different languages of the people gathered there, and any other labels, they do not hinder the Spirit from bringing them together, professing the good news. And so one of the most important things we can do as Catholic Christians is to express a unity of faith and celebrate the diversity within that faith. We can hold in tension the variety of gifts that each of us brings while proclaiming with one voice our belief as church. Now, that may seem like a lofty goal, given the weakness of our humanity and our fallen nature. And our relationships in marriage, at work, and even in our families are not always the best expression of the concept of unity that Jesus prayed for. Now, on one hand, our differences should be acknowledged. God did make us unique, each and every one of us. There are also a variety of gifts, as Paul indicates in the reading. But it's not about ranking the gifts. Rather, it's recognizing the gifts as given by the one and the same Spirit. But we know that fear and insecurity, which we know the evil one breeds because he wants the divisiveness that will pull us away from God and from each other. While God knows that we are made for unity, which brings us the joy and the fulfillment that we long for. Unity with Christ the head and the members of his body. Each member rejoicing in the diversity and the uniqueness of the body, bonded together through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at the gospel. The apostles gathered in the room again where the doors were. They were locked in fear, in an unhealthy fear. So what causes us to lock down our hearts? It can be fear. And what holds us in that fear? What holds us captive? What holds us from isolating from each other, not interacting from the whole community? The disciples were afraid because of reprisal from the leaders and others. They saw what happened to Jesus, and so they locked themselves away from the community, fearing of reprisals. And closing their hearts, they closed their hearts to the gifts that God had provided. But it took a reassurance and encouragement by Jesus to help them realize what they were missing in that captive fear. Now, I know I can think of many ways that I have locked the door to Jesus in my own life, thus not allowing the Holy Spirit to breathe new life into me, shutting me down, filling me with bitterness and cynicism, allowing the evil one to poke and prod, drawing me further away from others. When Jesus breathed on the apostles, it awakened a new found courage, and from that moment, they were bold enough to go forth, expressing the various gifts to peoples and languages from all sorts of nations and places throughout the earth. Am I willing to receive that very breath of God, that very Spirit? The disciples and apostles found strength in community, even when new people like Paul, with his own unique gifts and perceptions, came on the scene. This breath, this power of the Holy Spirit, this advocate, is the animating principle that is available to both you and I today, calling forth the diverse and unique gifts that we have been graced with to build up the body of Christ. And just as Paul's unique gifts allowed the church to grow, so let us see how our diversity can be an opportunity for growth. Call upon the Holy Spirit, the advocate today and every day, to transform your heart in some little way to express the unity that Christ prayed for with his church, so that we may continue that journey to new life. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love.